Now let's get the latest developments following last week's devastating fire along the Seaside Heights and Seaside Park, New Jersey boardwalk that took out more than 50 businesses. Joining me once again is Newsworks.org Down the Shore blogger Justin Osceola. Justin, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dave.
That fire also taxed the resolve of the community, which took a hit less than a year earlier from Superstorm Sandy. We learned last week that you are a member of that community. Have you been back to the boardwalk since the fire?
Yes, I've been back every day.
Describe it for us now.
Sure. I actually took a tour of the boardwalk yesterday of the area that had suffered significant fire damage. During my tour, I noticed, obviously, charred wood everywhere, pieces of metal and wires sticking up throughout the sand. And also, believe it or not, pockets of debris are still smoldering. One thing that was very striking to me, as I was walking right along the ocean right next to Funtown Pier, there was one piling that was burnt halfway down, and there was pretty heavy smoke coming out of it. That, to me, was such a surreal, eerie feeling.
And what of the employees who worked up and down the boardwalk?
That's an issue. I actually, last night, I attended a very interesting, quirky event. There's a bar that got totally destroyed by the inferno called Jack and Bill's. Jack and Bill's employed a lot of bartenders and was a real magnet for a lot of young people in the community. Well, they actually, at a bar called Aztec in Seaside Heights that was unaffected by the fire, they held what they call an Irish wake for that bar last night. It was actually a pretty dramatic scene. There were four bagpipers that led a procession of pallbearers carrying a casket into the Aztec. And people were speaking about what Jack and Bill's meant to them, and they actually had an urn with ashes from the rubble. So a lot of those bartenders are doing it for not just community and, you know, trying to get people to come out and be together, but also a lot of them lost their jobs. There are a lot of people employed on that boardwalk, especially, you know, pizza stands, seafood stands, arcades, what have you, and it's tough for the community. The economy is still not the best. The summer here, business-wise, was not that strong. So people are struggling already. This is just really insult to injury.
As you use the term quirky, some might add the description hokey, and those are terms that come to mind in ways, in an endearing way, when one considers what the boardwalk once was. Will the effort to rebuild hopefully preserve those aspects, or is that done for good?
No, that's a good question, and that's something that I wrote about last night in my description of my tour of the boardwalk. And one thing that always comes to the mind of everyone here is that there's a certain type of honky-tonk atmosphere that is really unique in many ways to Seaside. A lot of the buildings in Seaside Park are old. They're antiquated when it comes to, you know, building and construction codes, and they really did have a certain charm. Will it be rebuilt back to that kind of honky-tonk, you know, kind of, in a way, haphazard way? Who knows? But I do know that they'll have to rebuild to modern building codes. So when it comes to the character, that remains to be seen. Will the same little games of chance stands come back, where the guys yell at you when you're walking down the boardwalk? Will these little huts that sell seafood with stools right up on the boardwalk, will that come back? Who knows?
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Dave.
Newsworks.org, Down the Shore blogger Justin Osceola on Newsworks tonight.